Hey guys, this is Lincoln Parks and welcome to the Geek Speak Podcast, episode 20, the big 20, number 20, we made the milestone. According to the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics, the fastest growing market of entrepreneurs are women. Women have created more businesses and contributed to more than $40 billion in revenue over the last 10 years. This unique trend is not really a trend, but is now becoming the standard. There are more women in business than ever before and across all demographics. However, with this increase also comes the reality that there is a need for more foundational support in order to be successful. The Southern Crescent Women in Business, Inc. is a conglomerate of women-owned businesses and women in business that have come together to change the economic landscape in the South Metro Atlanta area. Southern Crescent Women in Business was founded by local businesswoman Ariel Shaw, MBA. Partnerships for the organization extend through Henry County, Clayton County, DeKalb County, Fayette County, and more. Let's read their mission. The mission for the Southern Crescent Women in Business is simple. We must unequivocally foster business relationships to help sustain and grow our business and local economies. Our vision is to develop key partnerships, deepen business relationships, and to provide resources to assist in the growth of women-owned businesses and women in business. Guys, let's hear from Ms. Ariel Shaw. So, good morning, Ariel. How are you doing?
Good morning, Lincoln. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know, so after all this technical difficulties, I know we're trying to get this webinar going and get you started out there. I apologize about the technical difficulties, but guess what? I know you're about to share some stuff with the folks that are watching this on what you're doing. So, just segueing into that. You started out, and I know you started this organization, it started as Henry County Women in Business. The next thing I see is Southern Crescent Women in Business. And I'm like, you're like encompassing all these women all over the place, starting in Henry County, and now you're in the Southern Crescent. So how did this all come about?
So it's always been Southern Crescent.
Okay.
Yeah. So Southern Crescent Women in Business was always our legal name because the goal was to have something in place in the Southern Crescent. We did a lot in Atlanta, love Atlanta, but between going to Atlanta and Buckhead, it was exhausting. And I said, well, we have to have something in place in the Southern Crescent because it just was lacking.
Right.
So Henry County started because this is where I am. It's right. Kind of like the mothership is what I call it. And what I find is it's a little bit easier when you have the names of the specific counties attached to the chapters because people take ownership in it. They love to serve their community. They like to be a part of things that are specific to their community. So it helped. And it helped with the buy-in when we first got started. But it's always been Southern Crescent. And that's okay, all
well, you educating me on this. I know you're educating others because, look, I've seen the stuff that you're doing. I mean, you're doing phenomenal things all over, you know, helping women, women in business. That's all over. I know my wife has talked to you before, and she's been to one of your events before, and she came back ranting and raving about your events and how you put these on. So what I want to ask, in this climate that we're in right now, we know, you know, COVID-19, coronavirus, you know, this is going on. A lot of women are, you know, especially that's a part of your network. They're business owners, they're entrepreneurs, they're executives.
what are you doing right now? And I know you're doing some things, but explain what you're doing right now for women during this time of COVID-19 and coronavirus.
So we are putting together a host of virtual events. 99% of them are of no cost. And it is ranging from mental health to marketing, which you were so gracious in being a part of that.
Yes, that was
amazing. Putting them with key leaders. We had the labor commissioner on. We had the SBA district director on. We have some other folks that'll be coming on soon, just helping them for those who are really going to decide to fight for their business. Right. In addition to just making sure they have the resources for those who understand it's going to be a slowdown in their business, but making sure they don't go out of business completely. Right. So what's important to me to make sure we had, access, because it's all about right. access.
That's right. I know the last, the event that I was at, with you, it was the, I think it was the Stockbridge Economic Summit. It was the first economic summit, that Stockbridge did. And you had so many people on that panel. I mean, that panel represented so many individuals, from that event, you know, and also tied in what you're doing right now. How are women, in your organization responding to all this information?
Well, we actually ended up having to put a hold on membership.
Wow.
Because it had become a little bit overwhelming. Ironically, it just kind of took off. And I think it took off a little bit quicker than what we might have been ready for. So that's actually what we ended up doing. But we've been letting people in slowly. We're still getting members as of today, even in this economic climate, because people understand the need to be attached to things that are in organizations that are going to support them at the end of the day. Yeah.
So what do you see? So for women that are watching this right now, what is one benefit, or what's something when they are a part of your organization, what are they getting when they partner with you?
Access.
Access.
Access and support. So we have private groups. We have private Facebook groups.
Right.
And most times, most of the members definitely can share information. We have people who have requested access that are not necessarily members. And so we kind of toggle some things in that area, but definitely making sure that they have access to resources, access to people that they probably never had access to. One of the things this past year, before all of the craziness started, we actually introduced legislation that assisted in, or encouraged, I should say, investing in women-owned businesses.
Right.
And Heritage, which I know you're affiliated with, was a big part of our funding pitch that we started in August of last year, which we were going to do this year. So we have to see what we're going to do in that area. But not only did we support, but we actually helped fund it, a woman-owned business. That particular winner, she's now affiliated with Coca-Cola. She has her own office space. it's been amazing for her. So, we're just here to support. I mean, and the reality of it is, it's just things that I wish I had when when I was starting.
Right.
And so that's really what drove it, in addition to the fact that we want to make sure we had something that we owned specifically in the Southern Crescent.
That's perfect. So piggybacking off of what you just said, you know, so you wish you would have had this information. Talk to young Ariel, high school Ariel, you know, so there's a high schooler right now, young lady, she's getting ready to graduate. She's either going to college or she may be thinking, I want to start my business. Seeing where, with the information that you know now, what advice would you share with young Ariel, the high school Ariel?
Well, ironically, we also ambitiously started a mentorship program with Georgia State University. They are a part of the State Farm Scholars, and we actually have a call on this Thursday with the scholars. Yeah, so I'm talking to y'all this Thursday. But we started with them really last year. We kicked out some things this year. We've been getting them training, understanding what it means to be careful what you post on social media because it follows you. You want to make sure that you are developing yourself professionally, making sure you're getting recommendations from those professors, those teachers, making sure that you are, if I go look you up online, I'm gonna want to hire you.
Yeah, that's right.
Or bring you in for an internship. Internships are not a lost art. I think developing that type of skill set is something that is needed, and we definitely encourage.
So how would a young lady right now, you know, that wants to be a part of this program, how would they get started? What do they need to do?
So they can go to scwibga.org/YWE, which stands for Young Women of Excellence. And again, so they can go ahead and definitely go online. Ideally, right now, it's been closed just to the Georgia State University group that we have. Right. But we may look at opening it up to others beyond that.
Okay, awesome. That's phenomenal. That's great to know. See, we're learning a lot of stuff here. I love that.
I think it's important. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we all give back. Right. So it doesn't serve us any good if you're just building your business and then you're not willing to reach back and help the younger folks that look just like you, or maybe don't look like you.
right.
You know, at the end of the day, had you had someone to help you in the beginning, oh my God.
So important. I'm telling you, that you would be so far ahead of the curve, you know, just to have that mentorship. That is, and then on the other side, on the flip side of that also, you need making sure that the student is ready for the teacher, you know, having that mentality, you know, and making sure they're ready. So that's phenomenal. So with the climate, and I know we talked about the climate a little bit, and I know you either had someone on one of your virtual events from the SBA, and they talked a little bit about, you know, the CARES Act, and they talked about what businesses and entrepreneurs can do during this time. What was your take? What was one takeaway from that event that you could probably share?
So at the time we had SBA on, the CARES Act wasn't even authorized.
Wow. Okay.
All we had at the time was the EIDL, which was the Economic Injury Disaster Loan.
Gotcha. We
knew that the CARES Act was coming, but it wasn't established quite yet. We did have tax professionals on that broke down the CARES Act, but as far as the SBA, they basically have relaxed what would have been usually more stringent.
Yes.
guidelines to, you know, provide funding. What I think though is they were not just on the back end 100% prepared for the amount of applications.
That's right.
They received.
That's right. Yeah.
I think it overwhelmed the system to some degree, and you know, I've seen it from the back end because I've also worked in federal.
Yes.
So I know exactly what they were dealing with. But at the end of the day, I think they're doing the best that they can.
Right.
I know a lot of the ladies, they did apply for the payroll protection program. Mm-hmm. We encouraged everyone to, if they felt that they needed to go ahead and do so. We also hosted something with the McDonough City Council because they also approved. So far, they've been the only city in Henry County to actually give funding to their businesses, which is I applaud them for that.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah, and this Friday we're actually, which hasn't been put out yet, but we're gonna have the Invest Atlanta group on, in addition to Henry County Development Authority. So wow. That's gonna be an interesting conversation. Because you know, or if you don't know, Invest Atlanta is pretty much the development authority for Atlanta.
Right.
And the way it's set up, the mayor was able to authorize like at least $10,000 per business for their particular business owner. So it's we're getting there in the Southern Crescent.
Yeah, no, man. Look, let me tell you, you are doing big things because you know everywhere I turn, Ariel Shaw is there. I mean, you are just you know you are doing so much, and you're doing so much for the community, and I mean in all sectors, all around. Like you said, the Southern Crescent is covered, and you're doing a phenomenal job in that. So, you know, that segues me into my next question, which is, you know, with you being all over the place like this, and you helping so many people, what and you know, this is a marketing show. What do you do, you know, for your marketing? How do you, you know, what's one thing that you say or you think about that you do right now that helps to promote you and your organization and the people that are a part of it?
Provide value.
that's real.
Yeah. So what is so funny because someone inboxed me about purchasing a book.
Yes.
And I don't mind supporting, but it was the approach. So people who know me know that you know, I have a way to deliver certain things, but I try to be pretty honest with folks. Absolutely. And so I recommended to her to change her approach.
Right.
Because we're in a different time set. And that's, I just right. was very honest with her. And I said, I don't know anything about your book. I don't know why I would need to purchase your book right now.
Right.
But that's a part of your story. And that's what you need to be telling instead of inboxing people, making right. them buy your book.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Because at the end of the day, you have to have some type of value. People are looking at where they're putting their dollars, where they're putting their time. And you just have to be in, you just have to be a value.
That is so true. You know, yeah, no, that is great because look, when you provide the value and people know what they're going to get, or, you know, maybe they didn't have expectations, or, and then after they leave, they're like, oh my gosh, I got so much information here today. That's marketing within itself. That's marketing 101. Provide the value first. And then when you provide the value, all that stuff reciprocates, you know, it just happens. It's just a natural reaction. So that's phenomenal. So let me ask you, Ariel, and we're going to be wrapping up. So what is the next thing that you are going to be working on? What is something, because I know you got something in the pipeline. So what is the next thing that you're working on that you're going to bring to the community?
Well, you know, I don't really share certain things, but I'll tell you this. We are looking to see, you know, so we put together a resource page. That's another thing that we did within our website. It's updated frequently, and we're trying to provide information for resources. One, it's a recap of what we've already done. Two, it's resources like, for example, the young lady who's in Atlanta, Spanx. She's providing yes. $5 million to just women-owned businesses. So those are resources and access to those applications that we are putting online.
Wow.
So we're just trying to figure out how we can also just not just be a resource for information, but maybe dollars.
That's phenomenal because I know a lot of people are out there, especially the women business owners, they're out there searching and they're looking for information. And if you are providing that information. Again, that goes back to value, like you're talking about. You're providing that to them, and you know, obviously people are going to be flooding your website, and they're going to be really, you know, hitting you up, and you're going to be even more loaded than you are right now. So, I mean, I'm so happy for you, you know, proud of what you're doing, because you're doing great things here. So, you know, just to wrap this up, I want to ask you, what's one piece of advice that if somebody's watching this right now, you know, a young or a seasoned woman, and she wants to go into business, what's one piece of advice that you could give her?
Honestly, I would say utilize this time. Oh my God.
Yes.
Don't come out the same way that you went in.
Yeah.
This is definitely a time to create systems if you didn't already have them, create an additional stream of income if you didn't already have it, or even if you did have it, create yet another one.
Right.
Just because it's needed. They used to say you should have 7 streams of income, and it was just something that you probably at a high level should probably think about. I would say you absolutely need it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just say, as women, we do a lot. Everything, those additional streams don't necessarily have to be something that you physically have to do on a day-to-day.
Right.
But it's just about being strategic and managing your time. And it kills me when I see people online that say they're bored, and I'm thinking, oh, yes. My God. Like, really?
With all the opportunity, yeah, with all the opportunity that's out right now, it just takes some ingenuity, finding the right resources, and then going to work, getting it done.
Absolutely.
That's right. Absolutely. All right, so last question. I know for me, during this time, I have a quarantine hack. And my quarantine hack is every time that, you know, that I'm working, or I'm on the computer, or I'm doing something, I got to get down and do like 50 push-ups, or I got to do, you know, some sit-ups or something like that to sort of break it up. So tell me, what is your quarantine hack? What do you do?
So, you know what? I have to improve in that area. I will have to say I have to be more active. So in the evenings, I try to make sure, most people know I have a young daughter. She's actually doing her homeschooling right now.
Yes.
And it's very important that we have a balance, because I will typically be that one person that will work nonstop. And I have to not do that. So in the evenings, we try to at least get some sun, you know, get a walk in. But, you know, I work.
Yeah.
And sometimes it keeps me up at night thinking stuff I could do. You know, I just have to have that balance. But in the evening and with my young daughter, it definitely gives me a little bit of that balance.
Awesome. That is so great. I'm happy to hear that. And you guys that are listening, you see, you know, Ariel is an entrepreneur. She's everything. She's, you know, business owner, all encompassed. And these are the things that she's doing. So, you know, I wanted to bring you on today so you could share this information with other people. We could get this out there so they could know some stuff that you're doing and inspire other women and young men that watch this, that stumble upon this, that you're doing something, you know, you started somewhere and you're growing and you're expanding your business all over the place. And
I challenge you to maybe look at starting a young men's group.
Okay. Hey, look, you know, that's always been on my heart. You know, I love to give back. I love giving back. Right. And you know, okay. Challenge taken. We'll work on that. We'll make that happen.
Okay.
All right. Well, Ariel, thank you so much for jumping on here today. You know, we really appreciate it. And we appreciate your knowledge and experience that you're sharing with everybody. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Hey guys, I hope you love that podcast. I think it was one of my favorite podcasts that I've done because of the information that we learned over the course of that interview. I think it's very critically important for women that are out here that are doing business, that are entrepreneurs, and they have an organization and a support system from the Southern Crescent Women in Business organization with Ariel Shaw. I think is phenomenal, especially in the Southern Crescent, Henry County, DeKalb County, and all the other counties that this organization is a part of. So Ariel, thank you for being a part of the show today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This podcast was brought to you by Web Mobile Fusion. Web Mobile Fusion is a digital marketing agency that specifically caters to community banks and small business owners. So we don't just help you with your tactics, but we also help you with your strategy. That's the main thing. We want to make sure that your strategy is down pat. Make sure that you give us a call. Make sure you reach out to us so we could set up a free Double Your Sales Discovery session. And in that Double Your Sales Discovery session, we'll uncover some things that can help you 2x double your sales within the next 90 days. And then after that, we're going to make sure that we continue to work with you and build your organization, build your bank, build your small business to make sure that you're successful, but start out with a solid strategy. So once again, guys, I want to thank you for joining us today on Geek Speak, and we'll see you next time.